Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As usual, I have the pleasure to present you the figures of the last quarter for the STRABAG Group, and I may start with page three, which gives you an overview of our top-line development and the order backlog. It goes without saying that the favorable weather conditions this year have helped us in increasing the output volume considerably. It was a plus of 10%, which meant that we reached about 2.3 billion euros as output in the first quarter compared to 2.1 million in the last quarter, where we've seen very unfavorable weather conditions, cold and flood, as you all may recall. It is also true that our order backlog increased considerably. We now reached an amount of 14.5 billion euros, which means a plus of 5% over the corresponding first quarter of the last year. This increase was fostered by the intake of large projects, for instance, in our core markets in Germany, also in Chile, in Slovakia, and in Hungary. Large projects, on the other hand, had been completed in the Benelux states, in Africa, and in Italy. I would like to point out that the increase in output would have been even bigger if we had not completed large projects which were still under execution last year. The most prominent one I wanted to mention in this context is the Sochi Olympic Village, which of course had been completed in time or on time for the Winter Olympics last year and has not found a second or a successor in this year. Let's now come to page number four, which gives you an overview over the EBITDA and EBIT development of the STRABAG Group. With our higher revenue, the EBITDA also improved, namely by 10%, and reached almost minus 70 million euros, comparable to minus 78 million euros last year. The same goes for the EBIT figure, which amounted to minus 164 million euros, which is 5% better than last year, where we had a seasonal minus of 172 million euros. On page five, we give you an overview over the EBIT development in our various segments. We have three operational segments, as you may recall. Since the middle of 2012, they are organized geographically. The North and West segment comprises Germany, the Benelux states, Scandinavia, and Poland, where the EBIT figure improved by 5% and amounted to minus 72 million, whilst it was minus 76 last year. In the South and East segment, which comprises the home market of Austria, Switzerland, and the CE countries, the increase was even higher, the amelioration of the EBIT figure was even higher. It was a plus of 12%, and the seasonal loss could be limited to minus 75 million euros, whilst it was minus 86 million euros in the precedent year. When it comes to the International Specialty Division, which comprises inter alia the tunneling business, facility management, and real estate development, we see an improvement of even 21%, which means that the EBIT in this segment amounted to minus 21 million euros, whilst it was minus 27 million euros the quarter of the first quarter of the last year. For the total group, we have an improvement of 5%, which means that STRABAG reached an EBIT of minus 164 million euros in the first quarter. I may recall once again that such a loss is very normal for our seasonal business in construction, and we are now back to normal times, whilst last year has seen and a very unfavorable development because of the weather conditions in 2013. I may now come to page number six, which gives you an impression of our earnings per share. Our net income after minorities improved by 6% and amounted to minus 132 million, whilst it was minus 140 million last year. We had, this is worthwhile to mention, we had a negative effect from the interest income with minus 4 million euros after minus 0.6 million only last year. This figure last year had included a positive currency exchange rate difference in the amount of almost 9 million plus, whilst it was only about 4 million plus this year. Below the line, this resulted in a 3% improvement of the earnings before tax of minus 168 million euros. Earnings per share amounted to minus 1.29 euro per share, whilst it was minus 1.36 euro, which is 5% better this year than last year. If you have a look at the balance sheet on slide number 7, we see that almost nothing has changed except of four positions, two on the asset side and two on the liability side. The balance sheet total stood at 9.9 billion, showing itself slightly below the 10 billion mark. This is due to seasonal factors, which resulted in a decrease both of the trade receivables and the trade payables over the 31st of December 2013. Moreover, cash and cash equivalents were down due to the financing of typical losses during the winter quarter, and correspondingly, the retained earnings also diminished on the liability side. The equity ratio with 31.0% after 30.7% at the end of last year remained, however, at the usual high level. Our net cash position had turned, as it is usual in the first quarter of each year, into a net debt of 98 million euros by the 31st of March, which corresponded to a change of 78%. If you have a look at the cash flow figures, I would like to ask you to show up under slide number 8. Basically, all cash flow figures improved considerably. For instance, the cash flow from profits after minus 98 million amounted to minus 98 million after 101 million and ended hence up slightly more positive. Also, the other cash flows all improved as well. For instance, the cash flow from operating activities was 46% less negative and amounted to minus 170 million after minus 215 million last year. The cash flow from investing activities amounted to minus 48 million after minus 68 million last year, and the cash flow from financing activities reached minus 18 million after minus 22 last year. Let's now have a look at our three operational segments. I would like, as usual, to start with the North and West segment. The output volume of this segment underwent a very positive development thanks again to the mild winter this year. It grew by 15% over the first quarter of the previous year and amounted to almost 1.1 billion. Especially in the German transportation infrastructure business, the weather conditions resulted in a considerable upswing. But this is also true for Poland, the second biggest market in the segment, and again for Denmark, which also proved to be stronger than before. Meanwhile, the EBIT was only 5% less deeply in negative territory. Negative income again is a usual situation for our first quarter. The order backlog grew by also almost 4% and amounted to 5.7 billion euros. In particular, again, the German building construction and civil engineering business more than compensated for declines in other markets of the segment, for instance, in Benelux, where we successfully have completed several large projects. The most important single projects acquired during the first quarter of 2014 include the construction of a shopping center in Poland in the city of Bydgoszcz, with a contract value in mid-double-digit million euro territory, the renovation works for the famous hospital, bed tower, and other buildings for Charité clinics in Berlin, Germany, and the construction of a section of the famous A100 motorway, also in the Berlin region in Germany, for about 73 million. Let's have a word on the outlook of the segment. We have always declared that an output volume of 6 billion is expected this year for the segment, which is an assumption that to a large degree is already covered by existing contracts. German building construction and civil engineering business should continue to contribute quite positively to both output volume and earnings, although rising subcontractor prices must be expected and will have an effect on income. In transportation infrastructures and special, the mild weather resulted in a large portion of the work that would usually have been begun in the second quarter only, which had been then moved up into the first quarter. A good use of capacities is expected in our German waterway construction business, despite the current situation of relatively high price pressure. When it comes to Poland, after the shrinking of the market last year, the construction sector there should recover significantly in the years to come due to the passing of several important road construction projects. Tenders for about 700 kilometers of road are expected in Poland, and they will have an estimated total value, tender volume of almost 2 billion euros. In Scandinavia, which also belongs to this segment, the countries of Sweden and Denmark for Strabag are making the most significant contributions to the output volume. Here, the overall economic development and the market for tunnel and infrastructure projects continues to be stable. Let's have a look at page 10, the South and East segment. This segment generated an output volume of 625 million euros in the first quarter, which is a plus of 4% over the same period of the previous year. The weather also here encouraged the construction activity, especially in our home market of Austria, while both Slovakia and Hungary registered the positive effects from large transportation infrastructure contracts that were acquired in the past year. But we have seen also a downswing, as expected, in Russia, where we're down more than 40% due to the fact that, for instance, the Sochi project is over for us now, and also considerable declines in Romania and Slovenia. As a rule, as I pointed out before already, the EBIT in the first quarter for us is in negative territory. For this segment, it, however, improved this year by 12% and settled by minus 75 million euros. This can be explained by the overall better fixed cost cover as a result of the higher construction activity. At the same time, however, the high level of depreciation on large railway construction equipment remains a burden, and a relaxation of the competitive situation in Southeast Europe is still not in sight. The order backlog for the segment registered a growth of 6% and amounted to 4.6 billion euros by the end of March. And this can largely be explained by the aforementioned road construction projects in Slovakia and Hungary. With regard to the outlook for the running year, it was announced that the segment is expected to reach a figure of 4.7 billion in 2014. This possible minor increase over the previous year is expected to be driven by smaller projects, as the low number of large projects tendered at this time puts the focus on the mass market. The business environment in general in the CE construction sector remains challenging, especially in the Czech Republic, in Romania, and also the Adriatic region. Strong competition for few contracts only is putting pressure on the market margins of construction companies. When it comes to Austria, the situation in transportation infrastructures business did not relax. In fact, the competitive pressure on prices and margins for us is even on the rise. However, the Viennese building construction business remains more satisfactory. Also positive was the building construction transportation infrastructures business in Slovakia, where we expect further important tenders. A number of large projects in Russia, I already mentioned the Olympic Village in Sochi. Another example would be the Balakovo steel mill, were concluded and handed over in the past few months. We see, however, potential for us in the field of heavy industrial construction, but renewed contract opportunities are also expected in the regular business of residential and commercial construction, for instance, in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The political developments in Ukraine since February this year are having no significant influence on the situation of Strabag from today's perspective. I may remind you that we generate less than 1%, actually less than 0.5% of our annual output volume currently in Ukraine. In Russia, we expect to generate less than 3% of our output volume in 2014. And as construction traditionally is an export non-intensive industry in which most of the services are provided locally, and as we provide our services almost exclusively for private customers, we do not expect the political developments to have any immediate negative impact on our business in the region. Let's now come to slide number 11, the international specialty divisions. It grows increasingly international as our renewed strategic focus goes. Thanks to the growth, however, in the home markets, also present in this segment in Germany and in Austria, the output volume increased by 9% and amounted to almost 600 million euros. The named countries succeeded in more than compensating for the declines in the traditionally volatile international, namely extra-European business, for instance, in the Middle East and Asia. Despite the margin pressure, especially in tunneling, the EBIT for the segment improved by 21% from minus 27 to minus 21 million due to million in the first quarter this year. The order backlog increased by 4% and amounted to more than 4.1 billion euros. Responsible for this development were, among other things, the award of an approximately 370 million euro project in Chile in the fourth quarter last year, and the contract to build the MacArthur Glenn Designer Auto Center near Vancouver International Airport in Canada, amounting to almost 70 million euros. At the same time, orders were reduced in Africa, in Germany, and in Austria. The outlook for 2014 for the segment, the output volume should settle at 2.8 billion, which is then unchanged versus the previous year. Earnings are also expected to remain satisfactory, even if the price level is ruinously low in some areas, for instance, in tunneling. The economic situation continues to be especially difficult in the traditional markets. It is therefore to be expected that we will increasingly offer our technological know-how outside of Europe. For instance, our tunneling technique of pipe jacking, test track construction projects, and projects in the field of liquefied natural gas. In non-European core markets such as East Africa, Oman, or the United Arab Emirates, we remain engaged with the same level of commitment so that the order situation can be assessed as satisfactory and stable despite the great competition that projects are subject to here as well. The market for concession projects in Western Europe remains challenging, which is why markets like Peru, Chile, Canada, and Africa are being actively observed. In comparison to that, we expect again a solid earnings contribution from the following two business fields. In property and facility services, increased productivity should make it possible to partially compensate for the higher personal cost from the newly concluded collective agreements for 2014. The second activity is the real estate development business, where meanwhile we are profiting from an increasing office space turnover as well as higher rents in the German real estate centers, which is the focus of our activity of that kind. Moreover, in view of the continuously low interest rates, German and Austrian real estate should remain a much sought-after investment alternative, the so-called concrete gold. In general, of course, also in this segment, the mild winter encouraged an earlier start to the season, resulting in improved performance and earnings in the construction materials business also. There are also first indications of an incipient stabilization of the economic situation of the construction industry in several markets. I would like to mention there Hungary and Slovakia. Prices for concrete have reached a historic low in countries, however, such as Czech Republic, and increased demand from infrastructure projects currently in the pipeline in Central and Eastern Europe is not expected until the second half of this year at the earliest. For the ongoing financial year, therefore, the margins also in this segment are unlikely to receive support from the construction materials business. On page 11, we give you the latest information about our outlook for 2014, which we reiterate in 2 points. In summary, we see ourselves still faced with a challenging environment in 2014, with higher price pressure in the European infrastructure construction sector. At the same time, however, we are registering continued favorable conditions, especially in building construction for the private sector, above all in our very important home market of Germany. And this situation did not change in the first quarter of 2014. What did change was the weather versus the comparison quarter 2013. In the previous year, the weather conditions had made construction activity basically impossible for longer periods of time, whilst in the first few months this year, the weather conditions supported a return to the usual high level of output volume. However, I have to point out that to some degree, this could involve moving up construction services into the first quarter that would otherwise have been performed in subsequent quarters, especially in the second quarter, and hence my management board colleagues and I are staying with the previously announced estimate for the year 2014. We expect an unchanged output volume of 13.6 billion euros and earnings before interest and taxes of at least 260 million for 2014 fiscal year. This was it regarding the first quarter of 2014 for the Strabag Group. And now, as usual, I'm open for your questions. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question comes from Mr. Hans-Peter Kohlmann of LBBW. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Bittel. I have a question for the sector Northwest. I was a little bit disappointed by the EBIT development concerning the mild winter and also the output volume increase of 10%. I had expected also a stronger improvement with the EBIT. Could you elaborate a little bit more about this situation? Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Kuhlmann. It is true that the EBIT figure rose less favorably than the output volume, although I have to underline that we are still talking rather small figures, and hence the EBIT margin is not yet really indicating the development reliably. We have, however, to admit that there was still some problems with a single bigger construction project in Sweden, which affected the EBIT slightly negatively. And on the other hand, it is true that the additional output which we generated, for instance, in Germany in road construction, of course, was normal output. And the fact that we could execute the contract already in the first quarter did not mean that we gained a higher margin on that. The margin is as it is, especially when it comes to mass contracts, it's a rather low one. And that both factors explain why the increase in the EBIT is not exactly corresponding to the increase in the output. Hence, it is still the first quarter, and also the EBIT figure is not yet indicating too much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kuhlmann.
The next question is from Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bittel. Just a quick one regarding Austria. You're saying that the price pressure in infrastructure tenders is not easing. I understand that there was no relief after the Alpine bankruptcy, but in fact, it seems it's, the pressure is rising. I mean, who's exerting the pressure? And specifically asking, looking at your domestic peer, POR, How price aggressive is this company in the market?
Hello, Mr. Remis. Well, I would not let seduce me to make a specific comment on the behavior of a specific competitor. In general, I think you named it very correctly. This is our long-standing status. We have not seen important resources vanishing from the market. The resources are still there, but they are in other hands. But they are not in one single hand, which is important with regard to the Alpina case, but they had been proliferated over the territory of Austria. And there was, of course, Paw, I think, which took a big, rather big, big portion of the resources. But there are also other players, for instance, Switelski, or Harbaugh, who took over a considerable amount of people and contracts. And basically, the vast majority had been swallowed by the strong local players, which we have in the Austrian federal states. And hence, it is not one single player or one single competitor which I would like to blame for the fierce competitive landscape which we have in Austria. It is the behavior of the sector as such, and I would not like to point out the specific aggressive behavior as we have seen definitely with Alpine in the past. I do not see one single player of that aggressivity today.
Okay, clear, although it's not quite understandable, given that now the pie is bigger for everyone. But, I mean, would you see that as a temporary effect, maybe just filling up the order books, or do you expect that to maybe be a prolonged trend?
I think it is a basic trend, Mr. Remis, because I do not believe the pie has become bigger. The pie is the same as before.
But if the number two is exiting, so the X million of or billion of revenues generated is can be distributed to larger to the other players. So from that respect,
which means it is the same pie still.
It's the same pie, but less competitors, but.
It is true, but less competitors with more resources, because basically no one, which was good news for Mr. Hundstorfer, no important figure of workers or employees of Alpine became redundant and laid off, but they all managed to find new jobs in other companies. And then the resources remain the same and the pie remains the same. And hence, in my eyes, it's quite logical that the competitive structure of the market is also more or less unchanged.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Remis.
The next question is from Mr. Daniel Lyne of Erste Group. Please go ahead, sir.
I would have two questions. One, maybe as you did last quarter, could you tell us a little bit more about the projects which have cost overruns, like the one in the Netherlands, maybe also in Scandinavia and Poland, and if there are elsewhere any such projects, and when do you think when do you expect these projects to be finished? That's the one issue. And the second one, Bilfinger has just announced with the first quarter results that they're about to sell roughly 800 million in volume in the engineering business in Germany. Is this something you would have a look at? Would this something be of interest for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. Lyne. When it comes to the first question, of course, we take up losses as soon as we see them and we recognize them, and hence we are, with regard to an influence on the result situation in the first quarter, we are only talking about loss-making projects which we have not seen before, and there is just one with let's say a coining effect, and I quoted that when I commented upon the result situation in the north and west segment, which was a project in Scandinavia, Fortunately enough, we do not have any major catastrophes elsewhere, except of those which we had been seeing before and hence taken into consideration already when we made our last balance sheet. But this will be a typical situation for a project-driven industry such as construction, and we will be seeing that necessarily every year. It depends on the size of such projects, and that's why we are very much focusing on the improvement of our risk management system in order to limit such negative influences as much as we can. When it comes to the second question, of course, we will be having a look at what Bilfinger is putting up for sale. It is not just the civil engineering business in Germany. It is also the activities in Poland, which include the activities in Scandinavia. And we will be having a look at both activities, although our feeling is that it is not very much complementary. And hence, we will be able only to put up limited price tags. And I'm still very limited with regard to our eventual success perspectives in a bidding process.
Okay, thank you. Maybe just a follow-up on the first question. When I understand you correctly, you meant you've provisioned for the cost overruns in the project in the fourth quarter already?
Yes.
This project in Scandinavia, Netherlands, Poland, for the entire length of these contracts, meaning also that these contracts will have actually a zero margin going forward until they are finished in the P&L. Could you give us a rough range of the total size of these contracts having roughly a zero margin due to being provisioned?
No, it is a figure, of course, which is breathing every year. No, that is probably we will be digging into it, but I don't have a reliable guess right now.
Yeah, if it's at a later point in time, it's also fine. It's not that urgent to have it, but just as a basic idea how much this is, just to have an idea of when this is finished, so one could guess an improvement in the overall profitability once this is done.
It's a volatile situation once big projects come into the picture, such as which is not a secret, the A15 motorway project in the Netherlands. Or some hydraulic engineering projects such as the Jade Weser port in Germany, where we had reported in 2012 that we had to swallow some losses of this project. So once these projects are being swallowed, of course, it is, as long as they are being built, it is a rather big portion of our turnover, but fortunately enough, they won't necessarily have a successor. So it is a volatile figure, which might be differing very much from year to year. In 2012, we definitely had a relatively high percentage, whilst it was considerably going down in 2013, and hence helped to improve the result situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. And the next question comes from the line of Mr. Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I have a couple of questions. The first one would be on your outlook statement. You have added, let's say, a little bit more flesh to the bone with some comments that you know, you see some successes from the task force initiative. On the other hand, there's higher price pressure in the European infrastructure construction. Just was wondering whether, you know, this is more a downgrade or more an upgrade towards what you have published previously with these comments.
Mm. It's nor neither, Mr. Leskamp. It is just a justification for that we remain stable with our guidance, saying that we have definitely positive effects from the work of our task force in the regions where the examination has already been done, which is, for instance, Hungary, Switzerland, parts of Germany, and now Austria. But on the other hand, these positive effects, which will also have a positive impact on our margin, might be compensated by external market-driven effects, such as increasing price pressure, for instance, on the one hand, and increasing subcontractor prices on the other hand. So that's why, all in all, with regard to the total situation of the group, we still base our guidance on the assumption that it is a situation which is stable, which means no alteration as compared as to the previous year. That is the reason why we come to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm. And you have said that it's yet still uncertain whether you've seen a pull forward effect due to the warm winter. But can you comment, let's say, the business in April and in May, has this basically confirmed your flattish guidance again on a monthly basis? What is your early view on Q2?
Mm-hmm. This is an assumption which is especially goes for road construction or for public tenders. And I am lucky to state that for Strabag, we don't see a gap in the second quarter. That might be a development which is more true for smaller players, but in general, our order backlog has been good enough not to produce a major gap in the second quarter. This was just an indication to say that we might probably not be in a position to keep the plus of 10% over the whole year, because our guidance for the whole year is only zero. And I just commented on that, and that what might be one of the influences for which we might not be in a position to defend the plus of 10% over the whole year. But basically, we did not see a major negative impact in the second quarter. There is one special effect which gives reason for some sorrow for the whole industry in Germany. This is the fact that the federal budget of Germany has not yet been set up, and that leads to the paradoxical situation that till today there was no federal German tender on the market, and we are now already by the end of May, and that might lead to a problem for some companies of the industry in Germany, hence increasing the price pressure once the tenders come up in June or from June onwards. Again, Strabag's order book also in Germany is quite well filled. We think we have a robust situation, but still it is a special feature of this year.
Okay. Okay. Then I want to ask you, if I look in the segment results, the segments have all improved on a group level, though the improvements have been less, so there has been an increase in the holding losses or holding costs. Could you please explain what has caused this?
I think you are alluding at the FX development, probably, where we have seen, I think I commented on that, where we have seen deterioration. Last year we had a positive currency exchange rate difference almost worth 9 million plus, but this year it's only 4 million plus, hence a negative difference of 5 million just out of currency exchange rate differences. I think that is basically what you're alluding at.
Now, I was actually referring to the EBIT in the segments,
yeah,
where we have seen an improvement, let's say, in the northwest, 4 million, then 19 million.
Yeah.
9 million in, 11 million in southeast, 6 million in international and special divisions. Yet on a total group basis, it was only 8 million in total.
Mm.
21 million improvement in the individual segments, which would suggest that there's a, let's say, 13 million increase in holding costs or so. I mean, has there been any additional cost for task force in the quarter or anything like that?
Thank you. I now understood the question. If I may draw your attention to page 25 of our interim report, on that page, we give comments on our segment reporting, and you have there a second but last column called Reconciliation to IFRS Financial Statements. And there we have, I think, the figures which you're talking about. We have a reconciliation influence of +4.7 million this year in the first quarter, whilst last year it was 16.2 million. And this is just to reconcile our segment figures with the IFRS requirements, and it's not an operational influence.
Okay. But let's say for the full year, it will be the same number, or it will be, or the negative impact will be higher this year, or what?
Well, I think we base our assumption that for the full year, again, also this figure will be on the same level as previous year. Yeah.
Okay. Good. And then lastly, I was wondering, given that the business has been quite good in Germany and then probably also for Zuglin, yet we have seen that the minorities have been, let's say, have taken a bigger share of the loss in Q1 this year than last year.
Yeah.
Has this been the case because more business means also more losses in the German market in Q1, or what is the reason behind that?
Very good remark, Mr. Loskamp. Compliments to that. The figure this year is normal, and it is the usual figure which we see every year. The figure last year was positively influenced by the favorable outcome of one litigation which lasted for many, many years and which had been provided for in Zuglin's balance sheet. Hence, the favorable outcome led to a huge positive figure in January last year, which was a single event and which will unfortunately not repeat in subsequent years. The figure this year is the normal figure which you have also seen in the years before. Last year was the exception.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Luska.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are waiting for further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, Dr. Thomas Bittel, there are no further questions at this time. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
Thank you very much for your attention. I wish you all a very happy early weekend, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again in 3 months. Thank you.